The gentle apes known as bonobos have helped scientists understand how humans evolved and developed traits like empathy. But humans haven't shown much empathy to bonobos. We've hunted them, sold their babies as pets, spoiled much of their natural habitat. But there is an effort to end these practices in the only nation on Earth where bonobos are found in the wild. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
In an outdoor classroom at the edge of the forest, several dozen Congolese schoolchildren are waiting for class to begin. They came on a bus from Kinshasa, the nearby capital of the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Bonjour, les gars.
Blaise Mbwaki is today's instructor.
Alors, nous nous sommes à Lola. On est à Lola Ya. Lola Ya.
He welcomes the students to Lola Ya Bonobo, the bonobo paradise. It's a quiet patch of rainforest where orphaned bonobos are brought to be healed, nurtured, and, with luck, returned to the wild. It's also a place where scientists from around the world come to study bonobos. Mbwaki tells the students that humans are just one of the world's great apes. The others are gorillas, orangutans, chimps, and bonobos.
Le plus proche cousin de l'homme, c'est le bonobo.
But our closest cousins, he says, are bonobos. They have a human character, and they are Congolese.
Mais manger un bonobo, c'est manger son propre cousin.
So if you eat a bonobo, you are eating your cousin. It is cannibalism.
Est-ce qu'on peut manger un bonobo?
Non.
Est-ce qu'on peut le tuer?
Non.
It's a blunt message, but it might just save an endangered species that shares nearly 99% of its DNA with people. In the Congo, it's illegal to kill a bonobo or keep one as a pet. But Dr. Jonas Mukamba, Lola's resident veterinarian, says laws are not enough. Mukamba introduces me to some of the young bonobos he cares for.
L'histoire de tous ces bonobos ici, ce sont les bonobos qui ont perdu.
They are all orphans. Their mothers were killed in the forest for meat, and hunters kept the babies to sell. Lola Ya Bonobo was founded in 1994 by Claudine André, the daughter of a veterinarian in Kinshasa. André has spent much of her life trying to make sure bonobos have a future in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
This animal is unique in DRC. Nobody have a bonobo, only us. It's a treasure of nature in Congo.
It was the Congo River that probably gave rise to bonobos. More than a million years ago, some bonobo ancestors ended up on the south side of the river. That separated them from their chimpanzee relatives to the north. Neither animal likes to swim, so over time bonobos became a separate species, one that is smaller, gentler, and less aggressive than chimps. There are probably fewer than 20,000 bonobos left in the Congo's central rainforests. But André says her effort to protect these animals is about something much larger.
It's not only the way to save one species. Everything is connected on the planet. So the kids have to understand that it's not only the bonobo. All biodiversity is in danger.
So Lola has brought more than 10,000 schoolchildren here to learn about their forest cousins. And André says after their visit, students know what to do if they see a bonobo being kept as a pet.
Very often, it's one of these kids who come from the school, of one of a kindness club that we create in the school, who call us and say, I saw a bonobo.
The students have moved to the edge of a bonobo enclosure. Blaise Mbwaki begins the introductions.
On va dire bonjour les bonobos. Bonjour Elikia.
Elikia was born here to a mother who had arrived as an orphan. Now Elikia is raising a baby of her own. But the ultimate goal is to release bonobos like Elikia into the wild. Dr. Raphael Belay, a veterinarian, says that's why Lola has established a second sanctuary hundreds of miles away.
It's a place where bonobos used to be, but unfortunately during the war time, the hunting was going quite strong on the area, and so they have no more bonobos in this piece of forest.
It's called Ekolo Ya Bonobo, the land of the bonobos. And Belay says it would be nice if all the bonobos at Lola could eventually go there.
Unfortunately, they won't be all of them because some of the orphans are too traumatized or too mutilated.
Still, more than a dozen animals from Lola have been released at Ekolo, and most of them are doing well. Their future, though, will be determined by Congolese people like the students who came to Lola today. I asked Gaska Basili, who is 10, what he learned about bonobos.
Parce qu'ils sont 100% Congolais, ils sont comme nos frères.
They are like our brothers, he says. And what would he do if he saw a bonobo being kept illegally?
J'appelle les enseignants ou Papa Blaise.
I would call my teacher, Papa Blaise. John Hamilton, NPR News.